So great to be learning together, Sharia Raz, halacha of the week. Very, very interesting halacha. Question is, are you allowed to write bet hey in on letters? Or Avajah has a tshuva that he allows it in Shelot Tshuva Yechavadat, Chel Gimel Siman Ayin Chet. Now, there are plenty of acharonim or machmir. The Shelot Tshuva Tzof Nat Paneach, that's the Rugachover, that's the Marashah, the Maratzchiyot, Rav Chaim Palaji. However, Rav Avajah thinks that the halacha should be lahakel, but let's see what the basis of this is. So the base of the machmirim is based on Gemara and Roshana Yudchet Amibet, which describes the following scenario: that the Greeks decreed that we're not allowed to mention Shem Hashem, and when we overcame the Greeks, like when the Hashmoni defeated the Greeks, the great miracle. The Hashmonaim made a takana. You say Shem Shemaim even in just ordinary documents, like an IOU, and they would write the Shem Hashem straight out. They would say, in such a year, the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Kel Yom, they would write out Shem Shemaim, not Kel, with the Aleph, and then Fa'ba the letter Lamed. When the Chachamim said, no, that's not going to work. Yeah, think about the long term. Just think about the now. What's going to happen Lamachar? It's going down the road, after you pay back the loan, you're going to tear up the Shtar. You're going to throw it out, and then you're going to be mevazeh, you're going to degrade the Shem Shemaim. And they canceled it. They even made a Yom Tov for canceling that. So we see here that we're not allowed to mention the Shem Shemaim in just ordinary documents or even in invitations to parties and things. Why? Because people want to throw it out. And you put Shem Shemaim is going to be degraded. It's not right. There's a ruling of the Tashbet, it's a ruling of the Ramah. Now, some of the Machmirim want to say, well, even just writing out the letter, you're signaling Shem Shemaim. Also, it's Bizayon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Maran Achida, Rav David Pardo, is Mekel. And Rav Avajah adds that certainly if it's Ketav Ashurit, in the R writing, it's not Ketav Ashurit, the formal Torah writing, the Torah script in which the Sefer Torah is written, there's more reason to be Mekel and they just script. And so therefore, Rav Avajah feels that we can rely on the Mekilim. He already quotes that Rabbi Yitzchak Karo and Toldot Yitzchak already says the minhag is to write bet hey. So it's already a minhag, and he accepted the minhag, Sefer Panim Yafot, warmly, and he quotes a whole slew of poskim who are mekel, the Maharsham, and the Melamed Lahoil, and for Sfaradim, the Shoel and Nishal, the great posik in Jerba in the early 20th century, that you can write bet hey. And even a letter that's going to be thrown out, Rav Avajah says it's the permissible thing to do and it's the right thing to do. It's the minhag, especially because it's what characterizes a Jew. Jews is always maskir shem shemaim. Yosef was maskir shem shemaim even amongst the Egyptians, even when he was all alone. Yitzchak Avinu knew there was Yaakov Avinu. Kol Yaakov, because Yitzchak was mentioning shem shemaim. Shem Shemaim Shabugur Befiv. That's just who we are. It's our definition of it's we should always be saying Shem Shem Hashem. It's a beautiful thing to write Bet Hey. Now, certainly if, and I was just to add, for our writing today, you're writing on a text, a WhatsApp email, that's not considered to be a ktav. That's not considered to be real writing. If you actually wrote out the Shem Hashem, which I don't recommend doing, but if you did, it's not technically considered to be writing. Technically, it's not any sort of mechika. So therefore, it's certainly to write in an email, a text, WhatsApp, BH, even Baruch Hashem is totally fine. That's because it's not actual one of the seven formal names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not it would not be a bizayon. It would not be degrading at all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So an actual letter, bet hey. And in is totally, totally fine, and certainly in computer writing. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and briyut.